It's time to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook Shire District with Mayor Steve Reynolds. How are you, mate?
Good morning. How are you, Bear?
Very well, thanks, mate. Can we take you very quickly back to last week? We had a lot of phone calls about the kink in the New England Highway near the new 7-Eleven. Were you guys notified that that was going to be happening?
We were not, and I've been copied into email correspondence to Transport New South Wales. People, of course, and you and I have been over this, which is a local road, which is a state road.
Yeah.
Look, we weren't notified, and had we been notified, I would have been speaking to you about it to give the community plenty of notice as to what was going on, and there would have been consultation happening with those that were going to be impacted, and businesses, and the community in general, school, people travelling to school. So
yeah,
it is a little bit disappointing, but we'll fine-tune that with the New South Wales Road.
So the change that they've made, is it a permanent change or is it just while that 7-Eleven is being built?
I believe it's only while the 7-Eleven is being,
right,
actually the driveway access is being corrected.
Yep.
So I haven't been formally notified. I'm only seeing the emails as they're being corresponded between our staff,
right,
and the other side. So yes.
All right. Also, another question that pops up from time to time is the mowing and lawn care for the Muswellbrook Cemetery. How often does that happen?
Yes, mate. Well, it is scheduled in to be done quite regularly, every 2 to 3 weeks. It has been with the we do have contractors that go in there,
yep,
so there's multiple parts to it. I mean, people are quick to point out that it used to be done by the inmates from the correctional with an agreement there.
All right.
Due to COVID, we've had to take over because the guys have been isolated, and so the entries to town, the war memorial that they used to take care of, and also the contractors that have been allocated, and you know, these guys run a business, they allocate the time to go and do the work at the cemetery.
Yep.
The major flood, they're catching up on work. I brought it up last week. I've been in isolation and did have a Teams meeting with the council staff, and we did discuss that at length. So, look, it is going to be done. There just needs to be a lot of caretaking, especially around the oldest part of the cemetery.
Yeah.
When it comes to the loved ones of people there. We could be on the other side of things, whereas if we get something bogged or whipped, you know, do,
yes,
some damage and just put grass everywhere, it needs to be carefully done. And
it's got to be done respectfully.
Yes, exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. I don't want anyone going in there with tear busts. So, you know, with this weather that we've had, just a little bit of patience, but it is a priority area to be looked after and maintained, because I drive past it as well, and I'm just as frustrated as the people that have people there.
All right. Mate, natural disaster funding is available.
Yes. So given the recent natural disaster that we had, Muswellbrook Shire Council has been successful in its application for road repairs and is currently assessing the Shire's roads. So
if anybody sees anything, they should report it via the usual correct channels to the council?
Yes, they should. And there's another way that I'll be speaking about very shortly with you. So there's also eligible primary producers can access special disaster grants up to $75,000. For small business, they can apply for grants of up to $50,000, for sporting clubs, $2,000. So just I urge any local homeowner, business owner, community organisation or primary producer that suffered direct damage to apply for the funding and support on offer. So, yeah.
Well, you teased it up at a moment ago. What's the new process for being able to report issues to the council?
Mate, there is actually a way, and it is fantastic. I've been wanting this for 6 years. I know the community's wanted it for 6 years. We have an app on both the Google and Apple stores now for the Muswellbrook Shire Council. So fantastic news. It's just been released. It's a preliminary app. So when I say preliminary, it's going to have teething issues, and it will continue to evolve as the app over the coming months based on the community feedback, and to ensure that it's, you know, useful and valued way of dealing with council services, et cetera. So,
what's it called?
On there, My MSC.
So that's just a nice, simple way to be able to report things to the council.
Not only that, it keeps you up to date with what's happening. You can go. There's a link to our YouTube as well, so you can watch council meetings. Also, the option for the social media to get notifications if there's road closures will be coming through on that. It's really evolving, and it's a tool that, you know, it's great for people with a phone, I know, but the website's still available and people can still go into the counter, but this app is going to be a great resource, and you can actually look on the DA tracker to see what's happening in your area.
That's the My MSC app. Of course, if you can't keep up to date with everything that's happening around Muswellbrook Shire on this very radio station and this particular radio show, that is a great way to do it as well. And Steve, thank you as always. We'll catch up again next week.
Thanks, Bear.